Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Bobby had to face, so he thought once, was Rosalind's deformity. But later he was certain it was the death of their son. And now it was Rosalind's determination to put him out of her life, perhaps for good. Rosalind's determination was not born of spite, but from a sense of justice which she felt had been horribly outraged. To Mrs. Jedson's gentle rebuke,
Mother Jedson, I suppose you're ashamed of your daughter for not being more tolerant to Rosalind. I ain't scolding you. And you ain't done anything that I could be ashamed of you for. Land sakes, I've got more to be proud of than most mothers, whether their daughter's been born to them or no. But
It's not in your nature to see anyone be unhappy.
Well, I had it all fixed in my mind so that I just wanted to shut the door in Bobby's face. Fact is, I had my heart and mind set against him. But when I saw a look on his face that was filled with longing, a hungering look.
I know. I've seen that look, too. Oh, not since Baby died, but many times before. But even if I were to let him come in my room, Mother Jedson, Bobby has proven to me that I can't trust him.
He has that all right, dear. But most women live in that hope. Hope that the man has turned over a new leaf. And said to all temptation, get thee behind me, Satan.
I know that. But Bobby hasn't done anything like that. He hopes to do it, would like to do it, prays that it can be done. But, well, you'll see what the next few weeks will bring.
I'm hoping some peace of mind for all of us.
Time for the wash.
Heavens to Betsy. Still running my house like a hospital, Miss Arden.
That's right, Mrs. Jedson. I still have visits from Dr. North. Now, don't ask me why doctors still want to look at charts and discuss the patient with the nurse.
Why, that little girl of mine don't need all this fuss and feathers and hospital rigmarole no more than a cow needs side combs. I don't recall that I said anything funny. Dear. What in the world?
I'm sore all over from laughing so much. Quick, nurse, the hypodermic.
Oh, now I'm worried. Did I really?
Oh, of course you didn't make her sick. That laugh was worth 10 doctor's visits.
Well, that certainly makes me feel better. Holy satchel, but you girls gave me an honest-to-goodness scare. Well, looks like I better lie down before the bed comes tumbling down, or maybe the roof caves in. Oh, reckon I'll just get me over the radio station. Hire out for being a funny woman. Oh,
you don't suppose we offended the dear soul, do you, Mrs. Stewart?
I don't think so. I hope not.
I think she got as big a kick out of seeing us act like three-year-olds as we did laughing.
It's been years since I've been around anyone so quaint. That car needs side cones. I don't know. All right, now. Let's have this start with the toes and work up.
Oh, that's what would be called a thorough going over, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. There's just one way to massage, and that's the right way. Should take a good hour for the complete body from toes up.
Oh, you're just like Mother Jensen. When there's a job to be done, you don't believe in giving it a lick and a promise, do you?
No, Mrs. Stewart. When a job's to be done, you can't just give it a lick and promise.
Miss Arden, I'll miss you when you go.
Now, that's a real compliment, Mrs. Stewart. Don't pull your leg away, please.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not going for a while yet. Dr. North suggests another 2 weeks. That is, if the family's agreeable to it.
Those in-laws of mine would do anything in the world for me. I really don't deserve it.
Mrs. Stewart, a good woman deserves everything in the world that either her family or friends can give her.
What should the husband give her?
His love, devotion, consideration, confidence. I've never been married, so I don't know for certain. I suppose many other qualities present themselves.
Well, many qualities should present themselves. But you find, Miss Arden, that they're either there or not there. Marriage merely brings them out or shows them missing.
I suppose some men should always remain bachelors.
Miss Arden, it's not the most ideal thing in the world when you discover that the man you've married still retains his bachelor prerogative and habits.
On a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, ho, and a bottle of rum. Now, Uncle Jimmy, you take the next set.
Oh, Johnny, Uncle Jimmy has a very lusty bass voice, and he's just afraid he might raise the roof. Besides, Mother's been kind enough to let us use her kitchen for a carpenter shop.
But this tabaret we're making is for Sister Rosalind.
That's true, Johnny, the tabaret is, but the singing, which occasionally gets off key, well, that isn't exactly music to anybody's ear.
Gosh, Uncle Jimmy, isn't singing singing? All you do is open your mouth and sing.
Well, bless your little bones for making such complex problems of life and art so very uncomplex. You know, I think Lawrence Stibbert should be told about this. Or a letter dispatched at once to the Metropolitan Opera House.
Heck no, Uncle Jimmy. Why not write to the president?
Hmm?
Every president of the United States sings a little.
At the Metropolitan Opera House?
Gee, Uncle Jimmy, what's the matter today? Don't you know anything? Every president sings in church like everybody else.
Johnny, I think you've got something there.
I know I have. I read it in the newspaper.
Oh, power of the press for the forming of young minds. My.
You're making fun of me, I know. I saw your eyes light up.
With the last colors of a glorious sunset.
Uh-huh. Now I know you're making fun of me. You make fun of me a lot, don't you, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Sometimes I laugh with you, but never purposely at you.
You just said that to get out of it, I know.
You know, son, there are moments when I'm afraid that you've got the situation.
Under control?
Oh, always that. But more frequently, ascertained to a hair's breadth of perfection in advance. You know what I mean by that?
Well, the kind of English Doc should use, but doesn't.
Well, you know what it means anyway?
Maybe.
Stalling, aren't you, for time?
I don't know.
Well, if you give it one turn in that little head of yours, you might get it.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's sandpaper the tabaret, and then give it a nice stain, and then a lacquer.
Say, Uncle Jimmy, I think you mean on that ascertained to a hair's breadth of perfection, doped out in advance, huh?
Hey, come here, you little shaver, and let me sandpaper some of those diamond in the rough spots off you. Come on now. Come on now, and quickly, let's get it over with. I think you can stand a good sandpaper, some stain, and then a good lacquer.
Hey, let me go. Don't do that. How about some veneer instead of lacquer?
What's he doing with a piece of sandpaper in his head?
I'm going to remove some of those diamond in the rough spots off Johnny and tickle him with the sandpaper.
Why, Uncle Jimmy, I never thought the day would come when you...
When I'd have Uncle Jimmy mowed down to my size, I did it just the same. Well, I'm taller than he is right now.
Oh, no. No unfair advantage. Remember, I'm sitting down.
Gee, Mom, we're having the most fun.
Fun we've been having, and profit, too. Not a bad tabaret, eh?
Well, I should say not. If you're that handy with the saw and the hammer and the screwdriver, Uncle Jimmy, I think we can keep you.
And my helper. Remember now, Johnny's got to be in on this.
You said it. We does the job together, lady. Okay.
Why, Johnny Stewart, where in the world is Oh, I should discipline you. But
sure, I know, Mom. Any time I can make you laugh, I get away with murder.
Oh, dear me, I don't know why I've laughed so much.
I've laughed because I'm crying.
Hey, what in the world has gone wrong with Johnny? He's up skipping through the house and turning cartwheels and laughing his head off.
Both Ron's and I know, but won't tell.
Secrets again.
Yes, my darling, secrets which are locked forever in the breasts of two adorable innocents.
Three florins. Don't forget, we've got you in.
Well, I could hardly qualify as an innocent, but I think you ought to let me in too, Uncle Jimmy.
Good heavens. Just look how this wicked partnership grows, children. That's the most certain proof that crime doesn't pay.
Uncle Jimmy, Bobby caught me at the office this morning and we had quite a serious talk. You know, the boy is really terribly disturbed about the future.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, he should be.
You mean about the future of his marriage with Rosalind?
Yes, he thinks it's really on the rocks this time. Poor lad, he's certainly changed, all right. Heavens, he doesn't even look like the same Bobby, Uncle Jimmy. He asked me if I could get a hold of you and... Just the minute that Rosalind is strong enough.
No, Arnold. We're not going to ask Uncle Jimmy to do anything of the kind.
Well, if you let nature take its course, sometimes the results are disastrous.
Well, I wouldn't mind going to Rosalind if I was very certain that I knew just where the boy would go after Rosalind had taken him into her life again. But if past performances are any indication, Bobby has proven himself to be a very uncertain quantity.
Bobby has indeed proven himself to be a very uncertain quantity. But should not a boy as young as he deserve another chance?